gotta get down with the gangsters. Go ahead, girl, put some back and some makeup on it. While I stand up in the background and check up on it. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to TryGames.net podcast. This is episode 19 for September 17th on a Sunday. We're all either hungover or drunk or something. I am your ugly host, Austin, a.k.a. Mr. Chupon, and I'm joined today by my three lovely idiot assistants, Ethan.
Call me Chuckles.
Call you Chuckles. That's Chuckles. Tony.
Oh, my God.
And, of course, we have the antipode Al, our dreaded... nightmare guy, dude.
You can call me Al.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Wow.
We need that to, like, come up with rehearsed intros for this shit. This is just
mine
letting people do it on their own.
I planned it since
failure.
Yesterday.
Yeah, I planned mine since, like, 2 seconds ago.
That sounds wrong. Somehow that sounds very, very wrong. But that's okay. What is new with you guys? Who wants to start off?
Wow,
you're all so excited.
I think we were all giving each other the opportunity to say it first.
Sure.
Can I start? Can I start? Huh?
Okay, fine. I was going to start.
World of Warcraft.
No World of Warcraft. We know you're playing
that. I don't feel like talking about that.
Good.
I don't feel like talking about that.
We don't feel like listening to it.
Wow.
There's nothing really interesting going on right now for me.
Oh, really?
But... I did get Capcom Classics Collection finally after years and years of looking. I just happened to find one copy in Best Buy when I went to get Star Wars Episode 4, 5, and 6. Uh-huh. And I love it. It's great. It's hard as hell, and it makes me very frustrated.
Capcom
but,
Classics?
Yeah, you know, like Ghosts and Goblins.
Right.
And
oh, God.
Ghouls and Ghosts and Super Ghouls and Ghosts.
And,
Ghouls
and
Goblins Ghosts.
At Super Goblin Ghost.
Where you can't beat the character you're trying to find. Demons and Goblins. Demons to Diamonds.
Tampons.
Diamonds and Pearls.
Goblins, Ghosts, and Ghouls, and Bitch.
Tampon. What about, which, you said you got Star Wars Episodes 4, 5, and 6. Is that Lego Star Wars?
Yeah, regular what? Star Wars. The ones with the original theatrical versions.
Oh, you're talking about the movie.
Yeah, the movie. The
oh, screw that. It's not a video game.
Street Fighter,
screw
the
no,
movie?
Not.
That was a great game.
Street Fighter versus Star Trek.
Oh, Jesus.
Other than that, I really haven't been playing much. I did play the Just Cause demo.
Oh, that's right. You want to talk about that.
And
I'd like you to talk about that.
Yeah, Just Cause is pretty okay. It's just that I don't like the fact that when you press left and right while you're driving, it makes you turn, like, 20 degrees.
Oh.
You're, like,
dude, that's
driving.
What happens in a real car.
See, there's, like, for example, all right, in the demo, you have to do these four things. You have to go and kill this lieutenant dude, and then you got to go and liberate a settlement.
Easy his name, Javier.
Settlement. You got to chase some dude, some captain in a helicopter. And then after you chase the guy in the helicopter, you gotta destroy these ships that head into this prototype, then steal the prototype and take it to your base.
Is so his name is Guillermo? Upset.
No, there's no one named Guillermo. There's Esteban
Benicio.
And Juanito.
Esteban Juanito is the main character in the game?
No, those are the main bad guys you gotta kill.
The main
gun.
Bad guys in the game? Okay, man.
Your name is Rico.
Your name is Rico! You hear that, Tony?
Anyway, shut up.
Tony Rico.
Tony Rico. Anyway, so you start off in a free fall, which is funny because if you don't open your parachute, obviously you die. But
that can
like in
be
Battlefield.
Funny.
You have to open your parachute and make yourself land on the car that the lieutenant is driving.
Sweet.
And what I usually do, because I most of the time don't land on his car, I'll land on some other car and then steal it and then chase him.
Oh,
but then
oh, okay.
He runs to his helicopter and usually gets away. So what I've gotten into the habit of doing is landing on the car, kicking him out of the car, and then running him over with his own car.
That works. Good job.
But it's hard to do because you can't drive with precision. You hit the freaking left key and you turn way farther.
Oh,
than
are
you
using a keyboard?
Yeah, because the demo only lets you use the keyboard.
Oh.
You can't map the controls.
Oh, that's
like, you
nasty.
Can't let the mouse.
You can't use a controller or anything?
You probably can when the game comes
out.
Yeah,
sure.
Next week.
Cool.
close the demo and just like.
I'm hoping that fixes demo. Some of those problems.
Yeah.
Demo.
The game is really fun because, like, for some reason, I don't know if it's just the demo or not, but you're like Superman. You can take like 100 million shots, and you just run around. All these guys are shooting at you, and you just shooting the crap out of them. You throw grenades. You can shoot the grenades.
Rico, don't take shit from no one, man.
And you know, you can throw a grenade right like 20 feet away, and then as it's like where their heads are, you shoot it, and it blows up, and they all fly left and right.
That's pretty cool.
It's kind of like in Detroit. Is it Detroit? Yeah, Detroit.
How is the like grabbing onto helicopters and flying and shit?
One of the parts, you have to chase this guy in the helicopter. But you actually get in the helicopter yourself. I'm assuming that if you did get close enough to the other helicopter without getting blown up by missiles, because they radio in other helicopters to chase you, and then there's guard towers that shoot missiles. What I usually did is I just shot like 7 missiles at the helicopter at once, and it would go, boom, 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 you win. But you can like hang off of your helicopter at the tail, and then jump off and use your parachute. So I would assume that if you got close enough, you could use the parachute and then jump off and land on the other helicopter.
And how does it work with continually redeploying a parachute? Like, when you land...
It's a video game.
Right.
I'm aware of that. Basically, the parachute automatically folds back into the pack when you stop
using it. Is there animation for that, or does it just ignore it?
For now, it looks like either... he has an infinite number of parachutes, or you just ignore it. But
parachutes.
I would say the game is really fun. The video is crappy on my computer, but when I upgrade my computer, it'd probably be a lot better because I got like 2 frames a second on 1024.
When is it releasing?
It should be releasing on next week, the 26th.
I'm buying that shit.
I'm buying it.
So. Gotta wrap that shit up, B.
wrap that gavel up. Right. Who next?
Ethan. I'm not playing anything.
Really?
I've been working like a fucking dog. Went to DC for 2 days. Stayed up all night. I'm fucking tired. I don't get time to play any video games. Tried to play them last night. Had a glass of wine at like 9 o'clock. I'm passed out at 10. Like an old fucking man. It's pathetic. I was gonna call Tony. He's gonna play some online games. His new computer. I was all psyched about it, and then.
When I was playing video games, they had Space Wars on the MIT computer. I don't play those games anymore because I'm Ethan and I'm drunk.
Oh boy.
All right, since you're boring, Ethan, Tony, what are you even playing?
I totally agree with that statement.
You would, jealous.
Shut up! I'm
got it.
Believe it or not, I installed Diablo 2.
I don't believe it.
I don't believe it either. I don't think you have the skill needed to do that.
Yeah, and not only does my new computer not do anything to enhance this game, but, No. I mean, as far as frame rate and stuff like that stays consistent.
Well, it's
like
a 2D game.
Shut the fuck up!
It's not like King's Quest.
What I'm trying to say is, do they mostly plan these games for, like, a certain frame rate within the confines of, like, a regular computer? Like,
2D games?
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
It's capped. It's frame capped.
Oh, so okay. 2D game will be frame capped.
It's not like King's Quest. Where if you get a super fast computer, it goes.
Somebody told me that. They had a clock. They had a speed thing that you could turn that shit off in the older games.
Well, but Diablo is not a 3D game, so there's nothing that like besides the frame cap. There's no.
I totally understand that. I wasn't looking for an enhancement in the graphics or anything else like that. No, I was looking for a better frame rate, especially.
That's part of it, though. It's not going to be better. Like.
All right. Well, then you know, I wish I knew that because.
All this time I'm thinking
it's lagging because my computer sucks balls and now I have the new computer and it's still lagging.
That's the actual frame rate that is. Small thing about 2D games is that, like, whereas a 2D game is animated frame by frame. Uh-huh. Like, they sit there and they draw each frame. If it enhanced the frame rate in any way, then the game would go too fast, like what Al was saying about King's Quest.
Okay.
They animate it that way. With a 3D game, it's mostly math and approximation. So, like, if the computer's too slow to draw every single frame, because that's what it does. It draws the frames itself, right. While as with
from
a 2D
polygons.
Game... Yeah, with a 2D game, the artists draw each and every single frame. So that's why you see...
Christ.
Wow.
Sorry, moving on from that, because...
I haven't seen slop like this since 1983.
Please, you move at the speed of suck anyway on all our podcasts. Tony needs to shut up.
Jesus Christ!
You do. All right, I'll keep this short and quick. I have been playing... I just went and spent my lovely birthday gift, thank you guys, on some old games that I never got a chance to get to.
That was not the intent. That
the
was
the
hookers.
I still have more of it, so don't worry. But the game that I was started to play yesterday was Mortal Kombat Shaolin Monks. It is not a 2D fighter. Mm-hmm. It is actually like
is
a beat-em-up.
Is it a 1D fighter?
Yes, it is. No, it's a beat-em-up. Sort of like Final Fight, kind of, except
is that
much...
like the one with Sub-Zero?
Yeah, but not shitty.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, like the one with Sub-Zero.
Yeah.
But say it's not the one with Sub-Zero.
No, hell no. But it's like, I don't know, it's just pure stupid fun, like in both senses, like, you know, it's really fun, and it's just stupid. It's a button masher, but it's like, mm-hmm. You don't see that type of game that much anymore, much right. less as with as much, I don't want to say depth, but like, mm-hmm. I mean, you could do all sorts of combos and stuff, but it's not just one button the whole time, you know. You're mixing it up and you're using different attacks and like you level up your characters and it's pretty fun. It's got a lot of fan service. So if you've been following Mortal Kombat from day one, like you'll see things like the pit and like the Santa Claus going across the moon on the bridge things like that. All these little things. Yes. Every time with Liu Kang, if I do a fireball to somebody, it goes whoop-dee! It goes toasty. It does it. It's great. Like if the rest of the game sucked, like at least you could take solace in the fact that you're getting like a lot of fan service. Like, oh shit, I remember that. This game sucks. But I remember that, you know. So and apparently like
and too bad the original game it came from sucked too. So
what, the Sub Zero one?
Fan service. Huh?
What?
What?
Huh?
Tony, keep it quiet.
But apparently,
allow me to speak.
I don't know if you remember from Mortal Kombat 2. There was this one stage where they had forests with like trees that had mountains up, and like there was a myth that you could throw somebody into the tree, that'd be fatality, and I was alive, of course. But they put that into this game, I think.
Oh,
so like,
good.
If you get to that stage, you can knock somebody into the tree and it'll eat them up. So they even take like the lies and the rumors, and they actually make them real in this game.
They've been doing that, Ermac.
That's true. That is true. Yeah. I mean,
I love them.
Stainality.
I guess it's kind of like in Street Fighter 2 when they turn the glitchy red fireball real.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that's what I've been playing. We're done. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We're done. See you next week.
Hello.
No, but there is some meaty shit to get to. We have the Wii launch detail finally.
Oh, you're
after
calling
like,
it Wii now.
No,
Wii has crashed.
I'm calling it
did.
Wii! What did you call it?
Weevolution.
Oh, God. But yes, the revolution will be televised soon. We'll get to that in a second, but Ethan, I think you wanted to talk about the Zune a little bit?
Nah, it sucks. But it's cool, kinda. There's some gaming stuff, but we do need to wait till there's a little bit more detail released. They showed like a picture of it, and it kind of blows, and we're confused whether it's a touch wheel or an analog pad. So if anybody knows, you can email in at what's the address, Austin?
Mailbag at trygames.net. And it's not mail with an M-A-L-E, jerks. It's the
although
bag of mail.
Bag with an M-A-L-E is fucking great. I got a mail bag, we all do.
In fact, we've each got two.
The coolest part about it, non-game related, is the little 3-day trial music sharing thing where you can send some songs to your buddy over Bluetooth, and then you can try it for 3 days. The song expires, and you can download it off your next time you hook up your device to your PC. It'll go and buy it from you from
so
their
there's,
competing
there's a lot
sort
of peer-to-peer sharing with that, but it's all like...
It's all for real. They want to encourage kind of this legal peer-to-peer sharing, which I think is good.
Well, just for anyone who is a little bit lost, the Zune is apparently Microsoft's iPod killer of sorts. So,
somebody's got to kill something else.
iPod
killer. iPod killer.
Nano killer. Killzone. What? Hmm? Shitty game?
He's a cop killer.
Oh, right, and they're going to integrate it with Xbox, same as like PSP and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I heard that they were going to do some kind of live anywhere integration. I just don't know too much about that.
Yeah, they don't. They haven't released that much about it yet.
Yeah. It basically looks like an iPod with a much smaller wheel and a much huger screen. And yeah. That screen does look nice.
The screen looks nice, but the device itself doesn't look cool. There's no hip factor to that fucking device at all.
Yeah, I think it looks sleek. Cooler.
I disagree.
I think anything with a screen that huge is enticing in some way. Just the boobs get bigger!
I don't know. I think the color
is bad.
You're
old. You're old. You fell asleep yesterday at 7.
It should look like
a
wooden record player.
It should have a wooden finish in an 8-track player.
It should.
And a phonograph needed.
And that's a bad name. Jesus
Christ. The Zune, yeah, it's
Zune.
Stupid. Holy it's almost as bad as Wii.
Yeah, I don't know what these guys are thinking.
Weird. Zune. Maybe it's a code name, or is that the official retail name?
That's the official name, as far as I know.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Honestly, again, I don't see how you could play games on that thing.
Like, yeah, I don't
with
know.
With any sort of, you know, comfort. I mean, yes. Ooh, iTunes is offering Bejeweled for download on your iPod. I don't want to play that shit on an iPod.
Free sale.
I didn't even want to play it when it came out on Genesis.
Huh?
I never did.
Did Bejeweled ever come out on Genesis?
I don't think it did. I think
no,
it
you're a jackass.
Like
come on, Rico.
Holy crap. This is Tony's day.
Jesus.
I'm just looking for abuse.
Oh, my God.
You found it.
Oh, man.
I got some news here.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Spit the news.
Hey!
Bam!
There's a couple more songs confirmed for Guitar Hero 2.
Yeah.
Some Megadeth and Aerosmith.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Okay, Megadeth, Hangar 18, Aerosmith, okay. Last Child. Rumored songs are Monkey Wrench by Foo Fighters and Killing in the Name of by Rage Against the Machine. I think Killing in the Name of is just too good to be true, so I'll wait for that. Mm-hmm. I would love for it to be in the game, but if it's not, that's okay. There's
I would
extra
love
content.
To do like a driving simulation with the Guitar Hero console controller.
Right. Any more news, or should we move on to the meaty topic of the shit and stuff?
He said meat.
I said meat. I guess
oh,
not.
Okay.
Oh, man. Let's get to the news, please. I'm begging anybody. Go on.
All right. For anybody who's been living under a rock lately.
I have.
Ew.
It's dank down here.
Under the man bag.
Under the man bag.
Bam!
I'm having some fun under the mail bag.
This Friday saw a release of a whole shit ton of Revolution news. You all can call it whatever you want. I'm calling it Revolution.
Right.
They finally have the launch date. They have the price, and they basically stuck a knife in my back somewhat. Not really, but here we go. The price will be $249.99. Remember how they said it would be under $250? Well, they kept their promise. The launch date will be Sunday, November 19th, and that's, I believe that's 2 days after the PS3 launches. Plan to have 30 games on retail by year's end. They have confirmed $49.99 pricing for first-party titles, and likely third parties are going to have the same prices as well, but we don't know for sure.
You know what third-party titles are going to?
Huh?
Him first.
Ethan, what'd you say?
Third-party titles?
Third-party titles are unconfirmed yet. There is one title that the developer is saying that they expected to be at $49.99, but it's not confirmed. Now, Al, what were you saying?
I said, oh, so they confirmed $49.99 for first-party?
Yeah, and they...
That's excellent.
Yeah, they confirmed that a long time ago, though. They were just reiterating it here.
Okay.
Virtual console games, there will be 30 games available for launch, for download, including Super Mario World and Super Mario 64, as if I haven't played 64 enough already, which I am actually sick of. They are having a point system similar to Microsoft Xbox Live points, except this is more proportionate. It looks like it's about 100 points per dollar. So, at 500 points for NES games, 800 points for Super Nintendo games, and 1,000 points for N64 games, that looks like it's going to be $5 for NES games, $8 for SNES games, and then $10 for N64 games. Which, you know, easy to tell, easy to convert. Similar to Xbox Live, you can buy these points at a store through prepaid cards. And let's see, for $249.99, here's what you get. You get the console. You get one remote. You get one nunchuck attachment. So that's basically one whole controller setup. The sensor bar, of course. You get the stand so that you can stand it vertically, which I don't plan to do. You get regular AV cables. I don't think you get component or any high-definition cables. You just get the regular red, yellow, and bleh. And then you get Wii Sports as a pack-in game, which is the first time that any manufacturer has packed in a game at launch since when?
Super Nintendo.
Super Nintendo, oh. Yeah. So, there's been a little bit of debate going on in terms of the pricing. Like, $250 is great, or $250 is too much. I tend to think it's actually a little bit too much, but it's a good deal still when you compare it to, like, a $399 Xbox. Especially because you get a packing game. I won't mind shelling out $250 for it, but I could have used less, of course. Like,
I'm buying it!
Like, we're all speculating, like, maybe it would come in at $199. You know, just for once, maybe they would decide to give us a bargain. Like, I think they did. I personally think they gave us a bargain with the DS. They could have easily charged $200 and people would, I'll still buy it. But I think what alleviates this a little bit is because it comes in with a pack-in game. And, I mean, it's here. This is, the revolution is here, apparently, according to them. So, you know, $250 is reasonable. But my problem is that it only comes with one full controller setup, right? And their whole message is, it's not about you or me, it's about we, it's about, you know, the family, blah, 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 you know, bringing the masses back to gaming, blah, 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 blah.
It's yet about only Wii going out and buying them.
Huh? Shut up.
Jesus yet, Christ. Yet,
with all that, they only...
This is unprecedented.
Dude, you are lowering the IQ of every single listener. All four
oh,
of them.
Man.
I speak for them.
But, yeah, I mean, their whole message is, you know, everybody plays together and, like, you know, it's all about everybody and all that shit. And they pack in one controller. Mm-hmm. One. They don't even pack in the classic controller for you to be able to download a virtual console game from the start.
Is there a nunchuck for this fucking thing?
He just said it.
It comes with it.
Where the hell are you?
Do you even know what it looks like?
Nope.
It looks like a cell phone.
You ass! You don't even know what this looks like, and you're on a podcast or a video game site. What the hell's wrong with you?
Do your homework.
God.
I get it. I'm just like...
Stop blowing
God, you idiot.
Get out of
I'm
you
want to
see my liger? God.
Oh, yes.
What was that?
Yeah,
I don't
know about the region lock shit, bitch? Yeah, you didn't
yes,
know about
I do.
That, did you?
They were saying that it will not be region locked, but it is.
It is.
Fine, then.
Idiot.
Okay.
The other thing is that the remote will cost... when they're selling new controllers to you on retail, like... They sell it separately, so the remote is $40. The nunchuck attachment is $20.
Right.
So if you want to get a full controller, like a full second controller, then that's $60 right there, and that's just retarded, like, to me. I mean, it's a good thing that they separated it out. Like, if you're the only one who plays the quote unquote hardcore games that uses just both setups. And you want someone like to play tennis with you, and all you need is the remote. That's fine, but at $40 for that, and then like even in Wii Sports, that uses the nunchuck as well. So it's not like you know you're not going to be able to get the full mileage out of Wii Sports if you don't have a second full controller setup. So you're gonna have to pay $60 after you buy your console in order to play you know boxing and Wii Sports with someone else, which
it's
is kind of retarded
with
to me.
The new hamburger color, it's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Huh?
I think Tony said that. I don't know.
What? I didn't say anything.
That was stupid, but not stupid enough to be him. Yeah. So
I just have one question, and
it was totally stupid enough to be him.
Wait! I just have one question, which might bring down the IQ points even lower.
Don't ask it, please.
Why are they releasing it on Sunday?
Because they always do.
Sunday.
Always.
Not really.
That's what they do.
Yeah, they
it's
always
a great
do.
Day to release.
Really?
I don't
they
know if it's
the DS on a Sunday, the GameCube on a Sunday.
And 64 was not on a Sunday.
That's because it broke the street date.
Oh.
The N64, a lot of retailers broke the street date, and Nintendo was like, eh, whatever, go ahead.
Okay.
But, most of their big releases are on Sundays. I personally don't think it's great or bad. I just
it
think
is. It's
there.
God's day of rest. That's when games should come out.
Yeah, I'm going to be in church that day.
I mean,
yeah,
sometimes...
And then after church, you're going to want to fucking kill a few monsters.
Yeah, we're
going to
be doing a podcast. We can't buy this shit.
Maybe we'll do a live podcast from
the
store,
huh? Yeah.
You got that Rico? You like that Rico?
Actually, you should just do it from somebody's house playing the damn thing.
You like that Rico? Oh, we should do that.
Yeah, we should do that.
I know I'm about to put in my vacation day for Sunday.
But, I mean, as
I got a lot of vacation days to put in.
Yeah. I always found that, like, you know, Sunday was fine, but, like, I'd also wonder why not Saturday, I guess.
I wonder why not Thursday. Thursday's
yeah,
a great day
like,
to release.
Or Wednesday, concert. Like movies, you know, have a big opening weekend.
I believe that Xbox launched on a weekday.
They may launch the same day the first Xbox launched, or are you talking about the first Xbox?
I'm talking about the first Xbox launched
how about a leap
on a
year
weekday,
launch?
And PS3 is launching on a Friday.
Shut up, even.
So, PS3, yeah. They know what's up. They launch when people get paid.
That's right. Good point. That's a good point.
The funny thing
and
is,
they have time to play the fucking thing over the weekend.
You're blind. Yeah.
The funny thing is that
give me your money.
There's some questions about why, like, you know, Nintendo was like, we're gonna beat the competition to their launch date, and again, they come in after. And they were saying up and down, like, we can't afford to be late to the market. But I don't think 2 days is that much of a difference, you know?
Right.
But it's just kind of curious how they were like, well, we're going to beat them to the stores, and they don't, again. But I think the strategy here is that, like, people, like, regardless of what they think about Sony or what anyone else thinks about Sony, that thing is probably going to sell out on day one, PS3. So, now you have
there's hardly any units. Of course
right,
it'll
exactly.
sell out. I'll
but,
go to
yeah,
the store
but,
and buy
I mean,
it,
regardless,
and I'll be the last
well,
one.
No, regardless, if they had, like, 500,000 units instead of just 400,000, or if they had whatever, they probably would have sold out. So I think Nintendo's, like, strategy here is all the stragglers who come into who aren't as up-to-date on things and just see the PlayStation 3, or they see that new things are coming out, and they're like, oh, let me buy one. Right, they kind of wander into the store and they're like, "You got any PS3s?" And they're like, "Nah, dude, they sold out yesterday. They're all gone." Oh, okay. What about this thing? This new thing with the remote control? Yeah, we got plenty of those. Okay, and then like those kind of stragglers pick it up, along with the early adopters and along with like you know other people who might. I don't know if that's gonna work, but I think that's what they're going for.
There won't be any left after I buy my $250,000.
But do any of you have other thoughts about you know the launch date and the price and what it comes with and all that stuff?
I want
No, but I does the sports package come with, like, tennis and boxing?
What's in it is, the Wii Sports is one disc, and it comes with tennis, it comes with boxing, it comes with golf, baseball. I don't know if it's just a home run derby or if it's actually pitching as well.
No, it is pitching. I've seen it. I've seen it at the E3, 2004, when they were, or 2005, sorry. When
2006.
Was it 2006?
Yes, it was this year because there was no footage of anything of this before.
Oh, really? Okay, so
yes.
I saw the footage for that, and I'm like a year off. But anyway, I seen the footage for this, and it kind of confuses me because, like with the tennis game, you see the guy moving back and forth, you know, to hit the ball.
Well, I was about to get to that, actually.
Huh?
I was about to get to that.
Yeah, if you have
but
two
But I
players,
haven't finished the list of sports.
Okay.
Let the man finish.
I'm just giving you shit. I'm sorry, but yeah, there's only one more game. There's bowling, so it's bowling, boxing, tennis,
boxing, tennis,
baseball,
baseball
and golf.
Bowling, boxing, baseball, boxing, and boxing.
Bowling, boxing, baseball, golf, and tennis. There you go.
Sounds like the 5 G's of dodgeball or whatever the fuck that was.
What the hell?
yeah, in dodgeball. Yeah,
it was like duck, dirt. Dodge, duck, and dodge.
And derg. Yeah. I don't know. But, so, the reason why I said I wasn't sure about the pitching is because I know that there is a pitcher on screen.
Right.
But I don't know if there can be a second player to actually control the pitching.
Yeah, there
so
was
I don't
a
know.
Second player. That
I'm
was,
always the
catcher.
Not at E3. I didn't see that.
I could show you the. Go to YouTube. You'll find
YouTube.
It on YouTube.
Well, it might not have been at E3. This might
How
have
do you
been,
spell that?
This might have been at the event. This might have been at the event in New York on Friday that they might have showed it.
Okay.
And if that's true, that's pretty cool, actually.
Well,
what's
the guy
looks
pretty Japanese, and if that was in New York,
Or Tokyo, because it was a global event.
Okay.
They had one in New York, they had one in Tokyo, they had one in Europe, in London. So, but yes, I'm assuming you're about to ask how you move in tennis.
Well, no, that's the whole. My whole thing is, do you have to move in tennis?
No.
Okay, so the guy was just being a jack.
It's basically like the guy. Well, who was moving? The guy on the screen or the guy?
No. The guy playing the game. was moving back and forth, like, to put himself in play of the on-screen ball.
Yeah, I don't think you have to do that, yeah.
I hope not, because when it comes to two players, that's going to be pretty stupid.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be
they're supposed to be on rails.
Yeah.
So basically, your on-screen character moves to the ball automatically. Like, you don't control the character, and I think Al and I have very different opinions on this. Like, he thinks it's fine. I kind of wish that you could move your guy.
It moves automatically? That sucks.
Yeah. But I think the whole spirit of it, you know, Al, you probably can explain it better, so you should...
Yeah, the whole point of the game is the swinging. There are, you know, three different types of ways that you can swing.
Mm-hmm.
You have your forehand, forearm, and back arm, and then the
forearm,
back arm,
whatever.
Bottom arm, my top arm,
my balls. I don't play that.
I got my half an arm that has those three weird fingers on it because I was born retarded.
Anyhow, it's the main focus is that with the remote. So they take the emphasis off of moving, because moving and hitting the ball at the same time might be a little too difficult for people who haven't played games.
But they should give you the option to use the nunchuck controller thing.
That's what I say. That's what I think.
Yeah, say it too.
They should.
That's retarded.
They don't.
That makes me not want to play that game at all.
Oh, shut it.
Aww. But it'll make a whole bunch of girls want to play it, so better for Nintendo.
Like Ethan.
I want to play it desperately. If I don't have to move, I'm playing it.
And then with bowling, you can actually control the spin on the ball with the way you release the controller.
Can you customize
release
what
the
your
controller?
Person bowler
you
looks
throw it
like?
At the
like
TV.
Yeah, you throw the controller at the TV. Yeah.
Nobody's listening to you, Ethan.
I had a funny one there, and you know
no,
fucking,
you didn't.
They'll hear it.
No,
they'll hear it.
Mine was funnier.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my god. This is... Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you next week. But what other thoughts do you guys have about the pricing and, you know, everything that's included?
I think the pricing is fair. It's still, you know, the 360 is still high in price. It's not as high in price as the PS3 is going to be. You know, so it's a fair price.
Well, we'll also see that price if it stays for long. They may drop it after.
My whole thing is that while, like, I would be willing to get one at this price, you know, you'd think that, and someone else said this, I believe this was Chris Kohler from Game Life Blogs on Wired. He made a good point that, in terms of perception, $199.99 is an impulse buy, where $249.99 looks more like, even though it's cheap, it's still more of an investment. So you have to think about it. Instead of walking into the store and saying, $200, okay, you walk into the store and say, for $50 more, I could have, you know, a core Xbox. You know, it's not going to have high-def cables. It's not going to have wireless controllers or a hard drive.
You can get away with an impulse buy at $219. You don't even have to
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, you know. It's just when people go in there and they think about, well, a game is $50, and, you know, all I'd be sacrificing is a game if I wanted to get a more powerful system. So, what do I do?
Yeah.
You know,
well,
as opposed to $199, you're just like, oh, shit, that's cheap. Just get it, you know.
I also think it's going to be less as far as buyer's remorse, you know, because I think PlayStation 3, you're going to buy that system. There's hardly any games. It's very expensive. Blu-rays, you know, may not be, you know, advantageous at this point. You know, there's not many Blu-ray movies out there, although they offer it. I think
they're continuously coming out with more Blu-ray movies, but at the same time, it's like, I don't want to watch this.
Right.
I mean, 51st Dates in high definition. Ooh, yeah. Oh.
The other thing is,
like, you really need that.
Over 90%.
I see the Dolphins balls.
Over 90% of DVD sales are rentals, not sales. The rental companies are buying 90% of those DVDs. None of them have yet to offer Blu-ray discs.
That's a good point.
So that's like, yeah, some people buy DVDs of the movies that they really, really like. But they're not going to make a lot of money on DVD sales, and that's why they're not going to really sell for the Blu-ray player like they did for the DVD player that was offered in PS2, where everybody was renting DVDs at that point.
And this is one thing where I was like, well, Xbox 360, they're all about high definition era. They're all like, you know, saying we're the future and shit, and yet they're messing up by not having an HD DVD drive. Now I'm gonna, you know, reverse that statement and say I was totally wrong, because now they're sitting there going like, yeah, well, our system's out there. $400, and if you don't want to watch HD DVD movies, you don't have to.
Right.
You don't have to pay for that
totally
machinery.
Totally separate. Yeah, it's a good. Yeah,
that's right.
So, But at the same time, like, I'm looking at, in terms of launch. Okay, well, let's take a look at a smattering of the launch titles, third party.
For PS3?
No, for Wii. Yeah.
I would like to know the launch titles after this for PlayStation 3.
Huh?
I would like to know the launch titles. Do we even have launch titles?
I don't think we do have a confirmed list, but I know that there's... I'll try to get to that after this one.
Okay, no problem. Yeah.
So the Nintendo launch titles are Call of Duty... Well, third party. Call of Duty 3.
Mm-hmm.
Tony Hawk's Downhill Jam. Trauma Center Second Opinion, which I'm totally psyched for.
Mm-hmm.
Need for Speed Carbon, which is coming
please.
Out on every console. Madden 07, which of course is Madden, but, I mean, this time they're really trying to customize it for the controller, and I'm actually, for the first time ever, I'm actually considering even touching Madden, though I won't buy it. This game called Elebits from Konami looks like a tech demo.
Mm-hmm.
Monkey Ball is coming out, and you can imagine how you control that. You just take the controller, you tilt it. Rayman, but this is not a platformer like the other one, so I'm kind of skeptical. Splinter Cell Double Agent.
Mm-hmm. Yes! I'll still get it on PC, but thank the Lord for them putting out that game on console.
Yeah.
On Wii, bitch. Wii, bitch!
Excuse me. Red Steel, which is a first-person shooter. GT Pro, which is a cel-shaded racing simulation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to come with a wheel that you snap the controller into.
Oh, shit.
The
really?
Jury's out on that, though, because the wheel doesn't have a base. So it's not like a wheel so much as it's just something to help you feel more like you're, you know.
Oh, so you hold it in midair?
I think so.
Uses the
gyroscope
and the... Oh, that's interesting.
That's not that bad.
It's not... No, it's not bad at all. It's just I'll wait and see.
You're going to hold the controller in midair anyway.
Right. It's something that I'll wait and see. But I would be more interested if it had, like, if it had the option to have a base that, you know, you can stabilize it on table.
Yeah, absolutely.
Far Cry.
A lot of people are going to wind up making them.
Yeah. Far Cry, I think that's a launch, but I'm not sure.
It's a launch.
And then Nintendo's coming out with Wii Sports, of course. Legend of Zelda, Twilight Princess, which is the first time they've ever launched a console with a Zelda game.
Yeah, that's
I believe.
Huge.
And then there's one more. Al, do you know what the last Nintendo title is? Oh, WarioWare.
WarioWare's coming out?
I think
It's Excite Truck.
Huh?
Excite Truck.
You're right. Excite Truck, which is another driving game that can use the wheel if you wanted to. But
there's
a couple of games
that I see. I don't know if they're all outdated, but supposedly Metal Slug Anthology is coming out. Launch?
Yeah, not for launch.
Oh,
but
cool.
I don't think for launch. But within the launch window.
Okay.
That's exciting.
And then
that's definitely
Marvel
exciting.
Ultimate Alliance crap.
They are trying to get it for launch. I know that they're trying to get it within launch, but they're definitely going to make it for the launch window. At least that's what the IGN interview with Vicarious Visions says.
Mm-hmm.
Only because I'm seeing the, Games of Fun might not be the most reliable. They updated their list on the 14th, though.
They're late, but they're usually pretty good about separating rumors from news, and so I would trust what they have to say, unless it says rumor on it. Games of Fun is a good source, I mean.
This is from 6 days ago, well, 3 days ago.
Yeah.
So, maybe. Who knows?
But yeah, I mean, the launch lineup looks pretty diverse. I have to say that, like, it looks like they're having a lot of shooters. I think they've tried to draw in the quote-unquote hardcore before, and I don't think it's worked, unfortunately, because of their everlasting kiddie image, you know? I don't know if this will change anything. I mean,
I hope those games say, at least to those gamers, that, like, you can get this system by itself and still play those games again.
Right, of course, yeah. Hopefully. I mean, the thing is that, it also
Stop
seems a
Disney.
Little a little redundant, only in that, like, well, you've got Call of Duty, then you got Red Steel, then you got Far Cry, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those are three first-person shooters that come out, and I think Call of Duty is another World War II shooter.
Yes.
We've seen Far Cry elsewhere, and then Red Steel, there's a lot of negative press coming from it.
I'm surprised they're not launching with The Sims, actually. That would have been a better launch title for them.
I'm sure that it's in the works.
No, I'm sure
it is. Spore is likely to come out for this as well.
Right, sure.
Not at launch, but it's likely to come out.
Well, that'll come out for every single console.
Right. It's even coming out for DS.
Yeah. Oh, wow, really?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
That's cool.
Unconfirmed, but that's what I heard.
That's cool.
But yeah, in terms of launch lineup, this looks decently strong. I still think that, I still feel like the Dreamcast launch was, like, the most varied.
Hey, you want to take a look at the PS3 launch?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Who has that?
I still have you.
All right, PlayStation 3 launch. Let's see.
From
About.com.
Are they for real about the Final Fantasy PS3?
Huh?
They can't be. Not at launch.
At About.com.
All right, hold on. Let's read it. So this is from Roger Alliter.
I don't think he knows what he's talking about, but we'll read it.
He may not, because this is what he says. PlayStation 3 is creating a tidal wave of news and rumors. The following 30 PS3 games are launch titles as compiled from E3 press releases and various news sources. The PS3's launch title library is large and diverse. There should be a game here for everyone. On a related note, as of March 15th, the official Japanese, North American, and European release date for the PS3 is yeah, this is cute. November, not spring. Well, this is what he says.
Well, he's obviously outdated.
Well, I'm just going to point this out first. Because
he doesn't take into account
the launch title.
What?
What?
I'm going to point out the first thing is that Final Fantasy is a launch title. I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, I think that's PS2.
Squidix!
And Metal Gear Solid 4.
They don't even have... They don't
and
even
Tekken.
Have.
They don't even
well,
have.
Tekken
Butcher
probably
Simulation
could be,
3.
Dude. Tekken is probably going to be one if they.
Yeah,
well, I
so.
Haven't seen anything on Tekken. That's why.
Right. Well, no one's seen anything of anything.
Uh-huh.
Right. That's the problem.
But they do have launch titles. We just haven't seen them. Right.
Yeah.
But Resistance: Fall of Man is like their whole Halo killer wannabe thing. And he
they
doesn't even list that here.
Killzone is.
Yeah, I just want to avoid the game that had the sword guys fighting crabs.
The giant enemy crabs?
Yeah.
Genji? That might be a launch. Genji? I think that's going to be a launch.
It's probably not right.
It looks rushed enough to be a launch title.
Yeah, I'm going to be avoiding that like the fucking plague.
But,
and the system, for that matter.
Resistance Fall of Man, I mean, for all the shit that I give it, it's only because it's a console first-person shooter. Like, I have total disrespect for any console first-person shooter. If it's not going to use... If it's going to use a control pad, because I can't play it that way. But, Halo's the same way. It looks to be... I mean, the reason why they're touting it as their Halo is... It looks like it. It looks like it could be, you know? I mean, it's... Yeah, sure, it's World War II. But it's World War II with aliens! And Insomniac is, Insomniac Games is actually... They made the Ratchet & Clank games, and they were really fun. I mean, their whole thing was about all these crazy weapons. Like, I'm sure you've seen the commercials for Ratchet & Clank, right? Like how they have the sheep launcher and all that shit, all those weird weapons. I mean, if a lot of first-person shooters are about the weapons, and if they can actually translate that into realistic weapons that are fun to use, it'll be a decent, pretty fun game. And the previews are saying that it's going to have 40-player online multiplayer.
Ethan just posted an update on the launch titles.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is not really an update. This is
that's from
January.
Oh,
this is from January?
But
fuck
these
this.
Were six that were confirmed on Sony's website, which is a little bit more reliable.
Gran Turismo series racing.
Well, let's see. I have
full series,
from GameSpot.
Yeah.
Yeah. What is GameSpot?
I'm sorting it by release date, and I'm looking at all the ones that release on the 14th and the 17th of November.
And.
Madden, Sonic the Hedgehog, Need for Speed Carbine, Full Auto 2, which is a sequel to the Xbox racing game.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. NBA Live 2007, Tiger Woods 2007. Blazing Angels, Squadrons of World War II, Motor Storm, which is a car combat game, Resistance Fall of Man, Genji, Days of the Blade, a.k.a. Giant Enemy Crabs, Call of Duty 3, NHL 2K7, and NBA 07.
A lot of sports games, holy shit.
And that's the thing, is that, you know, a lot of people make fun of Sony for always launching with sports games as their bread and butter. A lot of people play sports games.
Yeah,
so,
not a bad idea.
At the same time, you know, Nintendo has one sports game, and that's Madden. And, like, sports is, like,
yeah,
by
they got
far
bowling,
their weakest.
Son.
Yeah! But sports is, you know, by far their weakest, you know. Mm-hmm. Everybody, it's funny, because everybody interviews Nintendo, like, what are you doing about your sports lineup? And they're always like, oh, we've got a great, fantastic lineup. We've got Mario Golf, Mario this, Mario that, Mario that, and like, the interviewer was like...
Mario Cricket.
Yeah, they're like, okay, I'm not really sure that's what I was talking about, but okay. Like, people
Mario
do want
curling.
To play sports sims. Mario Curling.
Mario versus...
It's me, Curling! But yeah, I mean...
Mario
this is...
Beach Volleyball.
Oh, jeez.
Oh. Fucking bathing suits on the little guy, like little G-strings.
Oh, man, that's disgusting.
Princess Peach in one.
Plumber bottom!
This is weird. They're saying, I think GameSpot needs to update their things, because they're saying that November 7th, Fear for PS3 is going to come out.
Okay.
They have set Fatal Inertia for the first.
Oh, yeah, November 1st, Fatal Inertia. Unless they do one of those things where they release the games before the console, which, you know, they could do. Ridge Racer is listed as Q4 2016.
Ridge Racer!
But I'm pretty sure that they're going to have that one out at launch. Uh-huh. So, you know, that's
Ridge Racer. Shut up!
Did you remember that from the press conference?
Yes.
Like, Ridge Racer! Everybody, Ridge Racer!
I can't believe that he said it like that. What a fucking ham. I want to put my dick in his mouth and tell him to shut up.
Wow, that's violent and scary.
Yeah, well,
he's a rapist.
I am a rapist. There's nothing wrong with that. I raped Ann Coulter. It was awesome.
Gusting. Who?
Who?
Forget it. Our listeners will know.
Okay.
Stop being affluent.
Affluent? Rich? Stop yes. being wealthy?
Bottom yes. dollar.
Bottom dollar.
Upper deck.
Dude, I'm totally going to upper deck Tony in the mouth.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
oh
come on. You're using my shit. Said I was gonna upper deck you.
He is using your shit for your mouth.
I can use your shit.
Get your own shit.
Literally.
Bang.
any other thoughts regarding this launch?
Not excited.
I really. No, shut up. I want it bad.
I'm pretty excited.
I am extremely excited.
I'm definitely getting myself a Wii in like 6 games.
Yep. I'm gonna get the sports pack.
Well, that's a packing.
I know
yeah,
it.
That is
I'm gonna fucking beat the shit out of all of y'all.
I have a feeling that I'm gonna be walking out of the store having spent $320 because I won't walk out there without a second controller.
Oh, and probably without another
that
game
really
too.
Pisses me off though. That
well,
you
actually,
have to pay $60 for a full controller setup. Oh god.
Ah, fuck it.
Well,
just buy another
that,
one. I'll
another
buy another
game.
One, and then you come over to my house. We're gonna do fucking game night.
Yeah.
You know what? I want to wait for the colors, like the remote colors at least. Mm-hmm. I would love to have a Wii that's like black.
Oh.
Uh-huh. It's only gonna come out white.
I know.
Wait,
but
what do you mean?
Launch.
What's only
launch.
Coming out white?
The remote
yeah,
colors
launch.
To come out before I start buying all those remotes.
Oh.
Why don't they just sell like the outside shells separately?
They're not. Are they launching with only the white one? They're
just
not
white.
Yeah,
just white.
Only the white.
When are the other colors coming out?
No.
Who knows?
Boo, motherfucking boo! I want the green one.
You know, because
like
it's gonna happen like the DS. It's gonna be like the white
God,
one only comes
it.
Out. Mm-hmm. And then, like, 4 months later, it's going to be like, yeah, here comes the black and the pink one.
Yeah.
Pink.
DS Plaid.
DS Plaid. Tartan DS.
The stupid white one.
You want the stupid... Yeah, they
no,
seem
I
to...
No, I want the green one.
Why do you want the green one?
It's fucking sweet, dude.
Nothing in your house is green.
Exactly.
Yeah, They showed, you know... I think on the press kit they showed black, white, green, yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, contrary to stereotypes, I'm not one for the yellow one. So
they didn't. I didn't see yellow. I saw a green and I saw two silvers, a gray one. And
I could be wrong about the yellow
one,
then.
I don't
know.
I saw
one
soot.
There's a soot color one.
Slate, right?
They should put like a flame job on it.
A flame
actually,
job.
I'm gonna get that.
You're gonna get the flame
hot
job.
Hot red.
I'm gonna put it. With... Bring that to a detail shop and be like, yeah, I want it galvanized, I want
put some rims on that bitch.
I want a naked lady on the
floor. Look at that rim, it's spinning.
I want mud flaps.
It's spinning, it's spinning.
Mud flaps.
Playboy funny mud flaps on your fucking Wii shit.
Ridge Racer, remember that? Fuck you, I got mud flaps.
Oh yes.
Well, if no one has anything else to say, I think we're gonna wrap this up.
Wrap that shit up, B.
If any of you have comments,
wrapping
or
it
questions,
up.
You know where to send
it. Wrapping it up.
Where?
I don't know where.
Send it?
Where?
Where do they send it?
Where?
Where?
I gained
something. Man! Trigger! Newbag, get
where?
What? Newbag, get Trigger! Get it!
I'm sorry.
We got a girl to try thumbs that nut.
MAILBAG at TRIGAMES.NET.
Yes.
And if you didn't hear that, you're shit out of luck.
fagbag at trygame.net. Send it.
Fagbag at, wow.
Manboob at trygame.net.
Manboob? Should we set up a mailbag called Manboob? If we set up Manboob at trygames.net, will you send messages? Let us know through email.
At trygames.net.
Let us know if you will send us email to Manboob at trygames.net if we set up Manboob at trygames.net, which is kind of a chicken and the egg type of thing, but we don't
care.
You could always
mail
send it to mailbag at trygames.net first.
Or Manboob.
Or giant biscuits. Clam.
Giant clam. This is over. We're going to wrap it up. For Ethan, Tony, and Al, I've been your host, Austin, and yeah, fuck, shit.
You need to stop playing around with all the clowns and the wanksters. Good girls gotta get down.